200 block of Bowling Street. Officers responded to the Crown Motel. They initially received a call. It appears that the management had some trouble entering one of the rooms here at the motel, and they knew that someone had actually checked this particular room out. Officers later arrived on scene and attempted to go inside the room. It appears that the door was somehow barricaded, but officers were able to make their way in. Once they entered that particular room, they found a deceased male.
So my sister and grew up the street, and of course, we got both family.
We still have very little information at this point, but just based on the evidence that we've seen thus far, it appears that this is a possible murder-suicide. Obviously, we will leave no stone unturned in the investigation, but right now, that's just the information
that we have.
We do not know that at this point. Hopefully, we can determine that during the course of this investigation. I do not at this point. Again, detectives are still actively working this crime scene. We are actively seeking out individuals that may have some information to help us out with what took place here. But again, we just don't know. No motive at this point. No motive at this point. Well, initially we got the call shortly before 12:30. Again,
we don't have information as far as when this call was that she was going to be evacuated soon, but she's not.
Try to be a friend to him, basically. But I knew that they were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing.
That information is currently known at this point. Well, the door was secured, and then there appeared to be some type of object behind the door, which made it a little bit more difficult to actually enter the room. And again, we don't know for sure, but right now it appears that this is an apparent murder-suicide. From our understanding, it was time for the room to be checked out by the occupants, and when they attempted to make contact,
they're really nice. I just, they're very.
We still don't have that information at this point. It's still an active crime.
You know, our population is 1,000.
These individuals
were
right across the
street. I just remember the time.
Well, at this point, they were like fleeing from the running
somewhere. Again, if anybody else out there actually has any information, or the man was brutal or evil. We always encourage
no one at this point that I would say
it's very scary, very sad.
It is our goal is to seek justice for these victims. It is a horrendous event for our community, at large. In terms,
we don't
of
know exactly what this is all about. I mean, it's kind of
a similar presentation to what we came across on the Oak Lawn. Shooting, what it appeared to be at first is not what it ultimately ended up being, so it would be premature and conjecture on my part to say one way or the other exactly what this is.
The last text from her was that she was going to be evacuated soon, but she's not answering text anymore.
I don't know. I had just woken up, and I remember the time was really upset, and I just needed to say something. Like, I think it's different when you hear it from someone who was there, and I hope it impacted people more, just because it was so.
It's like an asteroid fell out of the sky. We have no
hear what was happening from people on the outside.
He hasn't.
And we didn't know what was going on, while we were in there, we were all
last time I talked to him, was he texted me to ask how my mom was after we didn't have power for 5 days.
We were in a closet, and we were still thinking about this.
He talked to her on the phone a week or two ago,
and they were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing.
We don't know exactly what this is all about.
It's just different when they hit home,
a similar presentation to what we came across on the Oak Lawn
shooting. When it's your backyard, when it's your child,
what it appeared to be at first is not what it ultimately ended up being. So
it's a very sad day.
Premature.
Our community just took 17 bullets to the heart.
To say one way or the other exactly what this is.
She used to get along with everybody. She had a lot of friends and stuff. She was a very sweet person.
Somebody he let in had to bring some type of trouble to the house. I don't know. My mom, she opened the house to anybody.
We know one of them is a friend of hers that lived there with her. Jesus. But with Jesus. She used to get along with everybody.
Invite him to my church. Just try to be a friend to him, basically. But I knew that, they were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing.
I just can't.
We know one of them is a friend of hers that lived there with her. But we don't know who the other person is.
It's hurtful.
I really can't say it's hurtful.
I wanted her to make sure that she knew that I loved her. I wanted my brother to know that that I loved him.
We don't know exactly what this is all about. I mean, you know, it's kind of
a similar presentation to what we came across on the Oaklawn.
Four in my classroom that got shot, and two of them, they didn't make it.
It's not what it ultimately ended up being, so it would be premature and conjecture on my part to say one way or the other exactly what this is.
We saw broken glass from a door. I think that was police to get in. And I saw some bodies, and it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my friend's teacher.
People are going to keep saying, oh, this is just another shooting. It's never going to happen to me. But what happens is when you don't take action, things like this eventually will happen to you. Children will continue to die if we don't take a stand now.
So we didn't really know what was going on.
It's literally right across the
street. We saw broken glass from the door.
So that's why we waited. Apparently they said people were like fleeing from there, like running potentially onto the tunnel or whatever. So they want to have some trouble.
All the text called, messages.
Yeah, my friend's teacher.
You walked around, you know, later arrived on scene
and attempted to go inside the room. It appears that the door was somehow barricaded, but officers were able to make their way in. Once they entered that particular room, they found a deceased male and a deceased female. We still have very little information at this point.
Have any of you ever fired an automatic weapon?
Thus far,
it's not fun.
This is a possible murder-suicide.
Okay.
I'm
praying for at least some data. It would be a little weird because it beats the crap out of me.
We do not know that at this point. Hopefully, we can determine.
It's just different when it hits home, you know? You read about it.
This point,
you see it when it happens in other places, but when it's your backyard, when it's your child that's hiding, it's just a little different.
What took place,
you know?
Here,
it's a very sad day.
No motive at this point. No motive at this point. Well, initially we got the call shortly before 12:30.
Everything
again,
lined up. Everything was a normal purchase by a normal person. There was nothing that stood out in any way, shape, or form.
Again, that's
a feeling of guilt. I mean, to an extent, because again, what if, coulda, woulda, shoulda, all those kind of things kind of keep falling into place.
Well, the door was secured, and then there appeared to be some type of object behind the door, which made it a little bit more difficult to actually enter the room. And again, we don't know for sure, but right now it appears that this is an apparent murder suicide. From our understanding, it was time for the room to be checked out by the occupants and attempted to make contact with the room.
It's our shooting.
We still don't have that information at this point. It's still an active crime scene. There were shots. These individuals were shot. Well, at this point, the investigation will continue.
Have any of you ever fired an automatic weapon?
We're interviewing some individuals.
It's not
fun. And again, anybody else out there in the public actually has any information.
It's not fun.
Maybe that's something that we're here to pursue. We always encourage them to contact us and let us know what they need.
Our community just took 17 bullets to the heart. 17 bullets.
We don't know exactly what this is all about. I mean, you know, it's kind of
a similar presentation to what we came across on the Oaklawn shooting.
Please do something.
It appeared to be first. It's not what it ultimately ended up being.
Do something. Action. We need to know. These kids are sinking.
On my part to say one way or the other exactly what this is.